Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Kang, how long have you had your fantasy league?
We are going on this particular one. We're going on, I believe, 10 or 11 years.
How many guys are in the league?
12. Well, there's 14. There's a couple co-owners.
Okay. So there's 12 teams in the league.
12 teams, though, yes.
And in the past, you've told the story about how the team that finishes last has to show up the next year to the draft in a dress.
Yes. We usually bar hop. We parade around like a local downtown, Royal Oak, Rochester, whatever it may be. And then we, you know, get up on our draft location and then continue the draft there.
Yeah. I mean, it's a great idea. You guys have really, you've had a lot of fun with it.
Yeah, it's a shame.
Yep. Game of Thrones thing. Yeah.
So, and you guys will have a big board with stickers and everything. And
yeah, just like every other draft room. Yep.
And, you know, be at B-dubs and one person will be wearing a dress.
Exactly.
Have you ever been wearing the dress?
No, I have not.
Okay.
Last year we had three people wear the dress, though, because we tried to make it more punitive. So we had the last two guys in the toilet bowl have to wear a dress, and then another guy have to pay for, like, drinks or something like that. So
wow,
we made it worse.
Yeah. But this year, are you still doing the dress thing this year?
Yes, we are. Remember we took suggestions, and then we were going to do it at a tire game because one of the leagues called in and said they make their guy
who finishes
get in
last.
A dress. Yep, who finishes last, get in a dress and try to start the wave at a Tigers game.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
It's so great.
So
I mean,
great.
The shaming of the last place team in a fantasy league, what is going on now is just, it's creative, it's funny, it's good old-fashioned American fun, right? I mean, it's amusing. But who in your league found out you could do what you guys are doing?
My man BG, Bobby.
Okay. Bobby. How did Bobby find this out?
I have no idea. Bobby's good at finding deals.
Have you ever, did you have any idea that this could be done?
I don't think they even advertised it. I have never heard about it. But actually, I contacted someone from the Lions today, and they said it was the first year they're doing it. So
okay.
That's the reason why we never heard about it before this year, but I hadn't heard about it at all during this year as well.
So you told us about this yesterday, about what the Lions are offering.
Yes. Good deal.
And tell the people what you're doing.
So this year, BG found out that the Lions, the Detroit Lions, are hosting fantasy football drafts at Ford Field. The date is, it has to be on this date, so you can't just pick a date. It's going to be Thursday, August 29th. What it includes is from 6:30 to 11 p.m.
Don't give the price
draft.
Now. I just
yeah,
want
I'm not going to. So at 6:30, the optional Ford Field tour takes place. So they give you a tour of Ford Field. I've been there. Obviously, I've been in the locker room. I'm not sure where they're going to take you, but most of the guys in our league have not. So we're going to take the tour from 6:30 to 7. At 7 o'clock, your draft begins. So you have from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. to have your entire draft. Now, included in this draft, besides the tour that I just mentioned, you get a private suite for the league to draft in. Okay?
Yep.
You will have access to Wi-Fi. Red Zone at Lions preseason game will be on TV. I believe they're playing the Browns that night on the road. You will get unlimited wings and nachos. I got to tell you, when we mentioned the wings, half the league was already sold.
Okay.
You get two beers per person, a draft board. They better have our draft board because we were promised that at another location once, and they did not come through. And that is not all, folks. You will also receive one game ticket to the home opener versus the Chargers on September 15th.
Okay.
That's a lot.
All that stuff.
Yep. And you asked me yesterday, how much do I think this costs? Now, I am presuming, because there are 12 teams in your league, it is a charge per owner.
It is per person.
Because that's going to impact how much wings and nachos, how much gets consumed.
Exactly. How many
beers?
Two beers
per person. Mm-hmm. So it's a per person cost.
Is it a nacho bar?
It does not specify.
Here we go.
Unlimited nachos.
Yes. Well, there's going to be cheese and chips. That's for sure, right?
So you're looking at.
Do you have any openings?
Co-owners? Investor?
In a suite, Lions games on TV, road game, tour of Ford Field, Unlimited nachos, unlimited wings, two beers a guy. I presume you can order more if necessary.
Mm-hmm.
4 hours in the suite. And
draft
a ticket.
Board, ticket to the game, home opener.
And I'm thinking, how much does it cost? And I lowballed it because I thought, okay, what's a reasonable price? You start thinking about stadium pricing.
Mm-hmm.
This price is amazing. It's $100 a person. Kang, you guys jumped on it.
Absolutely. Once it got sent out to our group thread, we're all in. And like I said, half the league was all in when they heard unlimited wings. They might as well put that on a conveyor belt because my crew likes to eat and drink. So hopefully there is, I'm not sure on this, I'm going to find out if there's an open bar with liquor also, because I know you get two beers per person, but I'm sure, like you said, Doug, you'll be able to order more if need be.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just thinking about this from a football fan standpoint.
To have your draft at Ford Field in a suite?
That would be amazing.
That's cool.
I think it would be cool as hell. And you get the tour of Ford Field, the two beers and the food is great. The ticket to a game, I mean, the ticket to the game alone, it's not going to be a great seat, I'm sure.
No, it's not. But
it's probably a $50 ticket or $60 ticket.
Right now for us, guess who's wearing a dress at the home opener trying to start the wave?
Oh, my God.
It's perfect.
That is perfect.
It is perfect.
So what do you know where your tickets are? Are they all going to be
yeah,
together?
Yeah, we're all in the same row. I think it's like corner, upper end zone or something.
Great,
it's not
going to
be a great seat. That's fine. Yeah. But to find a day also to get everyone involved and go to a game too, now we have, it's planned ahead. Hey, home opener, guys. Get the dress, the whole
That's
league.
That's pretty cool.
And you've already, if you're in the league and in the draft, you've already got a ticket to the game, so there's no reason not to go.
This is so great. Like, honestly, I don't mean to sound like a commercial, but I couldn't believe when you said it was, $100 a guy. And then I started thinking about, why did I even say $100? Or like a tray of nachos at a game can cost $20 itself. And you're getting unlimited nachos, unlimited wings, two beers, sweet, and tour Ford Field and hold your draft in a suite at Ford Field and a ticket to the game?
Yes.
That's a lot of pump cheese.
And I'm
there.
Getting word right now, $5 for any additional beer, so not too bad.
Wow.
That's not stadium pricing.
That's not bar pricing. I'm
trying to get a meet and greet with the cheerleaders for the guys. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. That'd be awesome. Although you feel like, I bet there's going to be stuff that you don't expect.
Rory.
Probably Rory.
Crossing my fingers.
This is really cool.
What if I like what?
Bob Quinn reads everyone's draft pick off.
What if like a former player just makes an appearance suite by suite? They do stuff
they
like
do
that.
Stuff
you know,
like that.
Something like that were to happen, that would be amazing. Like
Herman Moore, I'm looking at you.
Right, exactly. Like you guys ready to draft? And Herman Moore walks in. Hey guys, what's going on? Awesome.
It's a good deal, right?
It's and a really
I'm surprised.
Good deal.
So I contacted someone from the Lions. And they said, I asked them how the response was so far, how many tickets have they sold. They said this is the first year hosting it, and the response has been great so far. So I believe there's definitely still, suites available.
But, yeah, I'm trying to find this on...
Do you want me to send you the site?
Yeah, I do, because I don't know. You should probably tweet it out, because it is really, really a cool idea.
I would think I'm trying to think of this for other sports. Like for baseball, would that work at Comerica Park?
I don't know why it wouldn't. You get, again, a suite. It's going to be cold out during most fantasy baseball drafts,
Suites
right?
aren't that big, though, at Comerica Park. Whereas Ford Field, they're
I like to hang out in the Mac Daddy suites, so I don't know about you. But
they're not going to make that available to you.
Probably not. No, the truth is most of the suites there are pretty small. It'd be hard to... Well, I could see it. It's probably as big as somebody's, most of the average standard person's basement.
Or have it at the Tigers Club or something like that.
Yeah. It's a really cool idea.
I think it's a great idea.
I got to
awesome
hand it to
idea.
The Detroit Lions organization. This is like almost, I think it's probably going to be universally loved, and I don't see a downside to this, and good for the Lions.
I'm not involved with fantasy football anymore, but I feel like I can come back.
Yeah, this would make me want to be part of Kang's league.
And the nachos, man.
Just for the nachos?
Nachos and
you
beer.
You want to be in a fantasy football league just for nachos and beer.
Yeah, why not? I just answered a couple of calls.
Yeah.
They want in on the league. They don't even want to draft. They just want to be there for the food
for
and the
for
beer.
For the party.
They want the tour.
Nacho bar, man.
Dude, you know Gator and nacho bar.
Yes.
Taco bar, nacho bar.
248-539-9797.
We got to go. Sweet 235. They're really putting down the chos, man.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson. We were just talking about this because seriously, Kang revealed to us that his fantasy football league sounds very cool. They're having their draft at Ford Field. The Lions have this deal. $100 a guy. You get a tour of Ford Field. You get a suite. You get your draft in a suite from 7 to 11. All the nachos you can eat. All the wings you can eat. Two beers per guy. Lions game will be on the TV. I don't know, man. I'm giving the Lions kudos for this. This sounds great.
You guys want in?
I kind of do.
Come on, Carson Anderson. Oh, dude, we can expand to 14 teams. I can get another one.
Yeah, but here's the problem.
Here we go.
Don't.
Here we go.
Here we go. You're right. Here we go. Go ahead, Doug.
Look, what's the date?
Got to get the
what's
calendar
the date of the
out.
Dress?
It's got to get the calendar.
What's the date of the dress?
The date of the draft is August 29th. It's a Thursday.
This could work. 6:30.
Nacho bar for you. Wings
like
for
it.
Doug.
I like it a lot.
Doug, you're a wings guy.
I'm a wing guy. I think if you
you're both beer guys.
Here's the other thing about your league. Beer. We got to talk about the finances because if I recall correctly, this is not a cheap league.
Oh, you guys are splitting it. You're good.
Let's go to Corey out of Sellier on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Corey.
How you doing?
Hey.
So I got something similar to Kane. I'm getting married in October, and my best man booked this rooftop at Ford Field. There's 15 guys, all you can eat, two beers apiece. We get to tour, get to come in at like 10:30, tour the stadium.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get to go down. I'm the groom. I get to go down in the tunnel and watch the guys run out. So it's kind of similar, but we're not doing no draft. But
so this is
my
just
a bachelor party to end it. Yep.
This is a bachelor party, 15 guys. You'll be at a game, correct?
Yep. We get tickets to the game, rooftop. So we get to get in, I don't know, I think at 10 o'clock, he said.
For a 1 o'clock start, presumably.
Yep. And we get to tour the field before, you know, everybody gets in. And we get two beers, food. All you can eat, whatever. I don't know what
they're
gonna
have. Do you happen to know how much this cost?
$200 for us.
$200
a piece.
Even that doesn't seem like a bad price because you're going to a game. You're all in a suite together. I mean, you're basically in a suite together for the game. At $200 a piece, tour Ford Field. You're gonna get on the field. Seems like a good deal. Dave says $100. I would have paid so much more. That's crazy. From Ed in Livonia, that's an awesome deal. I wish we could do it, but the date won't work for us. Too many out-of-town guys. Lions just hosted their first cornhole tournament a couple weeks ago, and it was $75 to get in. You got section 364 for the home opener and a tour of the locker room and got to play cornhole on the field, not to mention a couple of guys found some footballs, and we got to throw them around on the field until security stopped us.
Wow, that's fun.
That is fun.
Not the security stopping you, but beyond there to do that stuff. What percentage of leagues do you think still have everybody meets in one area to do the draft as opposed to online? Because that's what ended my league, was the guys just...
Yeah, but, okay, so you can't get everyone, 10, 12, 14 guys, but you can get a majority and have the other guys do it online.
No,
right?
I know. I'm just asking what percentage do you think have gone to the full online thing with laptops or and versus the actual, hey, the draft is August 18th. We're meeting at 24 seconds, and that's where we're having a draft.
So here's the thing, is that even if the draft, like your draft, Kang, you have the availability, you want a draft board.
Oh, absolutely.
But
do you?
Because isn't everything entered into a laptop anyway to set up the league?
Yes, it is. But you want to look at the board, see who's taken, where they were taken, what they need next in their position group. It's just a lot. It's a lot better that way. But yes, everything is inserted to online eventually.
Okay.
But,
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Gator, I know why yours ended because no one could attend, but because that's one of the best parts of the whole fantasy league
part.
Is the draft.
Yeah, the draft is the best part.
Yeah. We have, and for us, we have a ton of side bets that go on immediately after the draft. I mean, bets are flying. We have a sheet that we have to take a picture of. Someone's
that's
got the
awesome.
Master copy. And before the draft every year, we settle up and you're either going to bring extra money, or you don't have to bring any money, depending on how you did last year.
From Scott, what a way to kick off the football season. Lions game on TV, in a suite, in an NFL stadium, wings, nachos, beers, fantasy draft, tickets for your whole league to the game. My head almost exploded just thinking about this. Where can I get tickets for the Lions fantasy draft experience? Tweet it out, Kang. Did you tweet out the link?
I just did.
Okay. What's your handle on Twitter?
At Kang Sports. That's K-H-A-N-G.
Count me in for Kang's Football League. If there are openings, I just sent the group text on the sweet deal. Let's do it. That's from Jeff. The Cowboys did this a year or two ago as well, so maybe that's how it started. I would do it in a heartbeat. I thought the cost would be about $250 a guy. That's the crazy thing about this is that it's reasonably priced.
Yeah, it is.
And in this day and age in America, forgive me for getting excited about something that's reasonably priced.
This will probably be the last year it's reasonably priced. Next year it's going to be like a fortune.
Yeah, we've gone too far. It's going to be too popular.
Guys, for $100 more, you get to run a play during a live game. It's fantastic.
Can I get to drive the ATV?
That's only for Patricia, apparently. Because he's having it flown to Houston.
I cannot believe that they are shipping the ATV to Houston. Like, there's no ATV you could rent in Houston for a couple days.
So correct me if I'm wrong. After practice today, they fly to Houston, right?
I believe so.
It is after practice. Then they go Wednesday practice, Thursday practice.
Friday walk through,
Saturday game. This is strange, isn't it? So Patricia had a torn Achilles, had surgery. We all know he's been riding around practice on an ATV. At the game, he was on a bunch of Gatorade coolers stacked up in the back.
It looked so ridiculous.
It did look ridiculous.
Talk about that. How ridiculous was that?
It was ridiculous. I mean, it was...
Referees are coming over to him and explaining if he can challenge a play or not. Like, I want to challenge the pass interference call. Okay. Oh, are you on a Gatorade bucket right now? Okay.
Yep.
It looks like a fort kids built. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, in the head, exactly. You get up on this after all the players' kids built a fort for you.
Right. Let's put a tablecloth underneath there so you got a place to hide. It's like ridiculous. And they ship the ATV? Come on. You don't need to ship the ATV. It's Houston. I'm pretty sure that they have ATVs in Houston.
Had the Lions, do you think they contacted the Texans organization and said, hey, do you guys have an ATV? Nope. Can we rent one, bring it on your property? Nope.
If they're agreeing to practice with you, I don't think they have an issue.
Can you do it with a golf cart for a couple of days? I mean, come on.
A kick and go?
Now.
A segue?
The idea of a football team... All their practice gear. It's one thing for a game. It's enough. Like, you put it all on a truck and you ship it down there. If they have a spare area in the back of the truck and all they got to do is ride the ATV up the ramp, I suppose it's no big deal.
Yeah, but you're right. It's not. It just seems a little bit much, right?
It does. If any extra effort or cost is associated with it, you would think that they would just rent it, which leads me to believe there must not be any extra cost associated with it. But yes, they are shipping the ATV. Are they shipping all the Gatorade fort too?
I hope they have enough Gatorade coolers.
Are the Texans providing the Gatorade fort?
It's like an engineer come out there and okay, what you need to do is we're gonna stagger them. We're gonna go 3-2-3. Okay.
You getting a table?
Right.
You're using the table and how do they get? Did anybody see him get up there?
That's a great question.
Like, how did he get up there?
A couple of offensive linemen have to lift him up.
He's got the boot on, so it is pretty funny. Shipping of the ATV.
Can't they just give him the Booger McFarland chair from Monday Night Football when he was doing that?
Yeah. Right? Or that lift or whatever he was on?
Can they just give him one of those?
Ron Hunter?
You know what? It's funny you say that because when I was walking to the studio for the show, and somebody, I think Evan had mentioned it. I'm like, this is ridiculous because it kind of makes it about him. And yes, that's Ron Hunter-esque.
For people who don't know who Ron Hunter is, Ron Hunter was the coach at Georgia State. He also had a torn Achilles, a college basketball coach. He had a torn Achilles and he coached from a rolling chair on the sidelines. And Gator's rolling his eyes as we speak.
can't
stand this guy. And his kid hit a three-pointer basically at the horn to upset somebody like Missouri or somebody. I can't remember who it was, but Georgia State got this upset win. And Gator, when he fell off the chair, Gator thought he did it intentionally just to draw attention to himself, and he's hated him ever since.
So I guess we're not taking a tour on the ATV since it won't be there.
That's true.
But what if we could build forts with Gatorade?
that's a plan.
Oh, that would be nice.
My first child is due that week. Think I can get out of the hospital, get to Ford Field, get to Ford Field for my draft? That's from an unnamed texter.
Too good of a deal.
It is too good of a deal. What's the due date, though? Are you sure it's not $1,000? This seems to be too good to be true. I'm blown away. Kang?
We're sure it's not $1,000.
It's actually under $100. Like, it's 99 something.
Really? Live draft is the only way to go. Only two beers might be the deal breaker. And then they've signed Mike with a problem, I guess. You can spend $5 and get another beer.
That's it. $5 more. And by the way, parking is $6 per car.
Okay. Live draft is absolutely the way to go. Been doing it for 8 years. We'll absolutely looking to drafting at Ford Field next year. This makes me sad that my league broke up because people moved out of state, because we totally would have done this in the past. We are getting married at Comerica in November in the Tiger Club. Photos throughout the park and paws in a tux. Decent prices because nobody is looking for a wedding in Comerica in November.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.